few months back, the Lord did speak to me about 2023, about it being Jubilee. And so that's what our focus needs to be, is Jubilee. 22 was, we were blessed in respects, but it was not a good year for the world. So, Jubilee. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is January 1st, 2023. The title of this is called The Boomerang. The Lord says to you, be of good cheer and have no fear, for I am with you. I think I'm echoing just a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Be of good cheer. Have no fear, for I am with you. I said that I would never leave you or forsake you. I am with you till the end. He means the end of this age, because he'll be with us forever. I would have you not to have any anxiety about anything, for I have a plan. I have my plan under control. You might be thinking, how so, Lord? I place my people all around the world, key players in this world event. Remember what I've always said to you. The devil always overplays his hand. He goes to the extreme. He moves in for the kill, and this is when he fails. Consider Pharaoh. He couldn't admit defeat. He couldn't leave well enough alone, but he was driven by Satan to take out my people, and it resulted in his demise and the demise of all of his mighty men. He quickly forgot in his bloodlust what I did to liberate my children out of slavery. Another saying comes into play here. History repeats itself. You're going to see it in this nation and the nations of the world in this pre-millennium reign. It is happening again, and they, the devil's bunch, will fall by their own devices. Those that use the sword will die by it. They will fall on their own swords, the boomerang. If you look in Scripture, God does that. You know, we've heard about executions. There's different ones that pushed hanging. Well, they've been hung. Or we want to cut their heads off. They've been guillotined. They have tracked, traced, spied on, and watched your every move. So this has boomeranged on them. Even Q. Give us reference. So the very things they trusted to track and do those things to us, did it to them. What they did to trap you has also trapped them. My key players know their every move. There's no place for them to run or hide. The tares are separated from the wheat, are ready to be gathered in. They will appear to pursue you, but they, like the Egyptians, will get stuck in the mud. All their devices will jam up. I would have you to be encouraged today and to have no fear, for I'm here, and the greatest show in the earth is being played out. You get to watch it in real time. Many have gone before you that long to see this day, but they ran out of time. But they are watching it from heaven's grandstand. You and yours are the privileged ones that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You have a front row seat to watch the total and complete battle of Satan's defeat. All right, I'm going to look at some scriptures that go along with this word. I always like to do that. I'm not just talking out of the other side of my mouth. The first one is Revelation chapter 6. It's one thing to have a word. It's one thing to say, I got scriptures to back up all of it. We always need a witness, right? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Revelation 6:12, and I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. I don't know that this is, I think these are Hollywood stars. You notice you don't see them anymore? Any of them. You don't see any. The stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. You know, Hillary Clinton always talked about breaking the glass ceiling. She's talking about the dome. Only Jesus can roll it up like a scroll. They're not going anywhere. There's no off planet, unless you want to call angels that. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. See, they hid themselves in the dens and rocks in the mountains. Aren't those their cities, their domes, their places they stockpile food for 150 years? Left us to eat bugs and stuff that was not good, not right. And they took all the best and hid it underground. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. You know, they will finally say, the jig is up. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? They can't run from him. The tares are out of the wheat. We know who you are. You can't hide anymore. Mm-mm. Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. You know, you ain't been got till God got you. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Now I want you look in this. You're seeing this from heaven's perspective. Now you're going to see it from an earthly perspective as I keep going here. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. This right here being played out is the body of Christ taking their place using the sword of the Spirit. That with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're his body. We are his body. And I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. This alliance that's going on, that's taken out the deep state, this is what you're seeing. The spiritual warriors are in the background, may not be seen or heard, but they're the power behind this army. They're the ones that have the authority over principalities and powers. We're clearing the way for Jesus to reign in the earth. He's going to reign through his body, whether he's physically here or not. He will reign through his body. That's what the thousand years is about. Do you understand? Man has never had a chance. From the get-go, what happened in the garden? And it's been a downhill road ever since. Now, Jesus came, gave us some help, but we still have had an adversary that we've had to contend with. Now we're going to have a thousand years without that adversary. Just think about it. The best of everything crummy you could think about this morning, just think the opposite. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Is that the church? Are we the ones they tried to censor from every platform? Still our vote, where we can't get anybody righteous in to rule? And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with his flesh. You do know that's authority. Who is he giving his authority to? The church. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him for 1,000 years. All right, I'm going to go to a couple of the Psalms. Psalm 7. Oh, thank heaven for 7:11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath sent his bow and made it ready. See, Jesus has got a sword coming out of his mouth. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. See how far I've got on that one. His mischief shall return upon his own head and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Okay, Psalms 9:15-16. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgion, Salon, or Salah. All right, Malachi 3. Now I know Malachi 3 is talking about tithing, but that's not all it's talking about. Chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, and that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord as in the days of old and as in former days. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers. Ha! Big pharma. Who knew? And against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from thine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, there may be meat in mine house. Maybe there's a key here as to how we got in this sorry state. Bring all the tithes to the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall just not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit for the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? And ye have said, it is vain to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that they tempt God are even delivered. In other words, they're calling evil good and good evil. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So we do not need to think they're going to get away with anything. They will not. There's family members that I'm concerned about. I shouldn't be concerned. I hate to say that word. That's not a good word. But you know what? I said, Lord, let's move on. We're focusing now on spiritual family. We just found out one of Amber's, her dearest friend, that her and her husband watch every week. You know, I think about those. There's probably a lot of those out there, spiritual family, that are learning, they're growing. They're not going to church anywhere because there's anywhere to go. But the Lord's going to have his say and his day, and there's nothing in the world that the devil can do about it. It's coming. 2023, Jubilee.